Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I had a call the other day with a Facebook ads consultant, somebody I'm looking at bringing on to help me optimize my Facebook ads and just kind of run with it and help me get better results so I don't have to spend my time working on it. And we were looking at the different things that I'm doing on Facebook, and I've got a number of different campaigns running. And he said to me, look, I think the biggest opportunity here is to optimize this this free course that you're offering here. That's my free lead generation crash course. It's called the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Service Firms. It's a 5-day video crash course. When you sign up, you get one video lesson every single day. And it teaches you a framework or a process to approach lead generation with. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from this course, so it made sense to me to focus on that. But the reason why he wanted to focus on that, I think, is important to highlight. He said, you've tackled the big perennial problem that your clients face, which is leads. Every professional services firm is going to say that they need more leads. They're going to feel like they need more leads. That's, you know, that's a validated problem, and you'll never run out of people that have that problem. And you built something that actually solves that problem. It addresses them, it meets them where they're at, it engages them. So I think it makes sense to focus on optimizing that. And I couldn't agree more. And it reminded me how valuable that exercise was in creating that piece of content, what you might call signature content. Because I built that course over a year and a half ago. I think it was like late 2016 that I released the course. And I remember it was a lot of work, like coming up with the idea, thinking about what to talk about, thinking about which topic to choose, building out the methodology, building out the videos, writing the scripts, hiring a video team, going to a studio. I went all out. There's an audio version, there's a video version, there's transcripts, there's worksheets. I mean, for a free course, it's chock full of value, but it was a lot of work. And at the time, I definitely questioned, well, is this really worth it? Am I going to get what I need out of this thing? Am I spending my time in the right way? And I think now, in retrospect, I can definitely conclude that that was a worthwhile exercise, because a year and a half later, that's still the workhorse. That's still the thing that I'm getting the most value out of from a lead generation perspective. And so I want to talk about that a little bit here, because I think this is something that every single consultant or professional service provider needs to do. You need to have a piece of signature content, a piece of content that you push everybody to, no matter who they are, no matter where they find you. And this is different from the content you might share on LinkedIn, or videos you might record, or blog posts you might write. This is different from all that stuff. This is signature content that is deeper, that is usually more long form, and that, you know, kind of middle of the funnel you push people towards. So when they see your video on LinkedIn, or they read your blog article, or they listen to your podcast episode, you're pushing to them to this one piece of signature content. And the goal of that signature content is, first of all, to validate the problem that they have. So my content is about lead generation. So I know if somebody signs up or opts in to receive that free course, they have a lead generation problem. And that's an important data point for me, because I want to work with clients who have a lead generation problem, because that's the problem that I solve. So I know somebody opts into the course, they have the problem that I solve. That's the first piece. The second reason that this is critical is because I now have a scalable way to educate a prospect on the way that I approach that problem. It's a 5-day video course. I record the videos once. Yes, it was a lot of work, but now, like, I'm not doing any work in nurturing those prospects. They get nurtured on their own automatically. And I would otherwise be doing all that work on phone calls or in meetings, or, you know, to be honest, I probably wouldn't even get the phone call or the meeting with a lot of these people, because I haven't done the hard work of demonstrating my authority up front. So by making this available and giving them an easier way to engage, A, they're engaging with me, whereas they otherwise might not have wanted to have a conversation because that's too much of a commitment. And B, I'm educating them on my approach to solving their problem. So by the end of it, either they like it or they don't. It doesn't really matter to me, right? Either they like the approach and they got something out of it and they learned something. And if the timing is right, if they have a need, if they have the right mindset, they may reach out for a conversation to see how I can help them. But if not, that's their decision. I haven't expended any energy in helping them make that decision. They're making it on their own. And the third reason that this is a critical exercise is word is spreading about it. And admittedly, it was slow in the beginning, and now it's really, really picking up. I had a guy get on a call with me a couple of weeks ago. And when I asked how he found me, you know, usually the answer is like, you know, I saw a Facebook video, or I found you on LinkedIn or something like that. But this time the answer was, oh, well, I have a colleague who's part of a mastermind group that I'm in. And he went through your lead generation crash course, and he had really good things to say about it. He told me to take it as well. So word is spreading now organically. People are talking about it because it's helped them solve their problem, or it's helped them probably not solve their problem, but it's helped them discover a new approach to thinking about the problem, and they're telling others about it. So those are the three reasons why I think you really should consider creating some kind of signature content. Is that first of all, it validates the problem that your buyer has and you want to know that. Second of all, I already forget the second point. What did I say? Oh, right. It gives you an automated way to nurture those prospects to the point where they're ready to have a conversation with you. And third of all, it gives people something to talk about. You know, they may not talk about you, they may not talk about me, but they may talk about the thing that you create. They may talk about your free course or your webinar or your white paper, if that's worth talking about.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.